I call to order the Madison Plains Local School District Board of Education organizational meeting. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Moose?
Yes.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we will begin with the election of officers. First is nomination for Board President. I nominate Mark Mason. No other? Okay. No need to vote, right?
No need to vote.
Okay. Nomination for Vice President.
I nominate Jarrett Gary.
Any other nomination? Okay. We're good.
So move to Section C, Approval of Meeting Agenda.
Mr. President, I make the motion that the meeting agenda for the annual organizational meeting of the Madison Plains Local School District Board of Education for Tuesday, January 14, 2025, be approved as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Move to Section D, Annual Organizational Business Meeting.
Mr. President, I make the motion to accept the following schedule of regular board meetings for the 2025 calendar year and January 2026. All regular meetings will be held in the Madison Plains High School Library unless otherwise noted.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Oh, we do these individually. Okay, Mr. President, I make the motion to appoint Scott Scriven, LLP, as legal counsel for the ensuing calendar year.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Do we have to read all of these individually?
I would say no.
Okay. Mr. President, I make the motion that the following be approved as follows as listed below.
Second.
Discussion. I think we just normally point out these are annual things that we do every year.
And these are the annual approvals and authorizations for the superintendent and treasurer to conduct the business of the district.
In between board meetings.
Correct.
Right. Any questions? All right. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Number four there.
Yeah. Do we have any recommendations? This is to appoint and to act as legislative liaison and whoever the alternate is to the OSBA for 2025.
Is anyone interested in that?
Last year we had Mr. Gary.
Last year was Mr. Gary and Mrs. Zanikas was the alternate.
I'll be happy to do that if somebody else is going to do
it. And I can be the alternate again.
Okay. Do we have I need somebody to make a motion.
Okay,
Mr. President, I move that Mr. Gary, be appointed to act as legislative liaison and Tula as alternate for OSBA for 2025.
Second. Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Stonecroft?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinkus?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Is this the same? Oh, this is the student liaison.
Yeah, student achievement liaison. Last year, Mr. Gary fulfilled this role.
I nominate Mr. Gary.
Second.
Roll call, or excuse me, discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinkus?
Yes.
Mr. Stonecroft?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
All right, move to section E, first public communication section. Has anyone signed up?
No.
Right. Let's move to section F, board work session.
Mr. President, members of the board, this next section of the meeting is the portion of the meeting where we determine committee, where the board determines committee assignments for the 2025 calendar year. The first one that is up is the Superintendent's District Advisory or DLT, District Leadership Team.
I can do that.
Mrs. Zinkus. The next one is the Policy Review Committee. This last year, Mr. Stonecroft and Mr. Mead sat on that committee.
I can stay.
I can stay also.
Mr. Mead and Mr. Stonecroft will remain on the committee. The next one is the Superintendent's Communication Committee. Last year, Mr. Mason and Mr. Gary were on the committee.
That's fine.
Willing to serve.
I'm willing to serve. You good? Both of us are good.
The next one is the Superintendent's District Facilities and Grounds Committee members. Last year, Mr. Gary and Mr. Mead had offered to serve. Next committee is the District Superintendent's Safety Committee. This year, Mrs. Zinkus and Mr. Stonecroft have served on that committee.
I'm good with that one.
Next committee is the district's or the district treasurer's finance committee meeting. I believe typically the president and vice president of the board have served. Typically, that's what has happened. This year, Mr. Mason and Mrs. Zinkus did serve.
I'm fine with it. Jared? Excuse me.
The next committee that we have is the District Insurance Committee. This committee typically meets, I believe, in years where we are
negotiating, typically.
Negotiations.
So we will have a meeting upcoming, but other than that, it's as needed.
And this year, Mr. Stonecroft had served on the committee. If anybody else is interested in serving on the insurance committee.
I could do that one.
And then District Athletic Council is the next one. This year, Mr. Stone Rock and Mr. Mead served.
Stay the same.
And in terms of committee assignments, that's all we have.
All right, thank you. Move to Section G, New Business.
Mr. President, there is none.
There's no executive session, so we will end the meeting. Our next meeting is immediately following this meeting, our monthly meeting for January of 2025.
Mr. President, I make the motion that the board adjourn at 7:10.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Incus?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
I'd like to call to order the regularly scheduled meeting of the Madison Plains Board of Education. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mrs. Incus?
Here.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Here.
Mr. Gary?
Here.
Mr. Mead?
Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move to Section B, Approval of Meeting Agenda.
Mr. President, I make the motion that the meeting agenda for this regular meeting of the Madison Plains Local School District Board of Education for Tuesday, January 14, 2025, be approved as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Incus?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Move to Section C, Student Recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I would like to have Abigail Lindsay come to the podium, please. Abby is our Student of the Month this month for the London Rotary Club. She was honored last week at the Rotary Club luncheon. And so we are pleased to be able to honor Abby here this evening. I'd like to read a little bit about Abby. So the London Rotary Club is pleased to honor senior student Abigail Lindsay as a Student of the Month for Madison Plains High School for the month of January. Students are selected by the MPHS administration based upon the following criteria: academic and extracurricular achievement and positive character. Abby has a 4.07 grade point average and she is currently ranked 5th in her class. Her favorite course is agricultural education or science. While in high school, Abby has been on the softball team for 4 years, and her sophomore year, she earned most improved recognition. She has also participated in powerlifting her sophomore through senior years. During her junior year, Abby earned an individual state championship and broke the state record for the squat exercise for her weight class. Quite an accomplishment. She was also part of 2 team state championships MPHS has earned during the last 2 years. Finally, Abby has also been a member of the Madison Plains Chapter of National Honor Society during her sophomore through senior years, and she has served as treasurer this year during her senior year. When asked which Madison Plains staff member inspires her, Abby picked Madison Plains math teacher, Mr. Sunday. Abby said, "Mr. Sunday inspires her because he pushes me even when I don't feel like it, and he teaches us in a way where we don't always know we're learning. He has prepared me for college in many ways." Regarding Abby, Mr. Sunday said, "Abby is a hard-working, diligent student. She also has the ability to have fun while remaining on task. She brings a positive attitude to the classroom and is always willing to help her classmates and works well with them. I know she will be successful in whatever she decides to take on in the future." After graduation, Abigail plans to begin her studies at a community college and then transfer to a 4-year school to study veterinary medicine. Abby is the daughter of Aaron and Victoria Lindsay, And Abby, I would just like to say congratulations to you. You've built an amazing record of achievement. Very proud of what you've done. Keep up the great work. We look forward to seeing what you do in the future.
Congratulations.
See you guys. Be careful.
All right, there's section D, employee recognition.
Mr. President, we do not have anybody for employee recognition this evening.
All right. Section E, the first public communication session. Don't believe we have anyone signed up for that. All right. So we'll move to section F, presentation to board by community member.
And Mr. President, that community member is not here. I presume maybe the weather prevented them from coming, so maybe next month.
Okay.
But we'll move on.
All right. Section G, board work session. Anyone have anything? I'm sure you're probably going to touch on it later, but the recap or meeting next week, the what time?
Yes.
So that's
Tuesday, January 21st at 7 p.m. at the Mount Sterling Community Center.
Cool. All right, so we'll move to section H, approval of board minutes.
Go ahead.
Mr. President, I move that the minutes of the regular meeting on December 17th, 2024 be approved as written.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mrs. Mikas?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
All right. So section I, department reports?
No department reports this evening.
All right. Section J, superintendent committee reports.
And Mr. Mason, and I probably can let Mr. Mustine report on this first one, but the finance committee met. Would you like to speak about that?
Yeah, just real briefly, because we met very briefly, and it was just to sign the post-audit waiver. We had an absolutely clean audit, so nothing to discuss with the audit team. So we were needed the board to and the audit committee to sign that, and so that's what we did. And so that's been submitted and certified to the state at this time, and we should hear back from the state with the final certification soon.
And Mr. President, though that is the only formal committee report that we have, I do want to mention that the safety committee does have a meeting scheduled this coming Thursday, so 2 days from now. So we'll be meeting then, and then I will be working to get together a meeting for DLT, the district leadership team as well, here in the coming weeks.
Thank you. We'll move to section K, treasurer's report.
Thank you, Mr. Mason. I just want to point out we have our link on there for the monthly financial transparency. One thing of note is we are somewhat of an early adopter on that tool that's available to us. Recently found out that it doesn't display on mobile devices right now. So that's been submitted to their design team to see if they can rectify that. So I did have that listed on the agenda announcement for the board meeting agenda announcement, the link. But when I found out it wasn't displaying correctly on mobile devices, I had the secretary remove that because that was on Facebook. Most people on Facebook are doing it on their phone. So I didn't want it to look like a broken link. So assuming that the company is able to get that corrected, their design team will put that link back as part of the agenda announcement. So right now I still have it though here listed in the agenda for that monthly financial transparency. The other thing I'll briefly point out is just our monthly PowerPoint. And we'll go through that very quickly because there is not much to speak of. Anything bad, I guess you'd say. Our operating fund summary, began the year $7.8 million. We expect $8.9 million in revenue, $8.9 million in expenditures, and we right now have a month-to-date ending balance of $7.9 million, which is up $16,000 compared to the July 1st beginning balance. So this is our low point in the year, so that's expected. We're right there before we receive our tax settlements, semi-annual tax settlements. We also should be receiving our quarterly income tax amount here at the end of the month, So we haven't received that yet for that first quarter, or no, it would be the fourth quarter of the calendar year that we receive at the end of January. So we'll receive that here in January. Revenue received through December totals $8.9 million of the annual budget total of $20,158,709. The amount of budgeted revenue remaining is $11,167,796. So we've received 45% of our budgeted revenue, and we're 50% through the year. On expenditures, expenditures through December total $8.9 million of the annual budgeted total of $19.3 million. The amount of budgeted expenditures remaining is $10.4 million. So we've spent 46% of our expected budget for expenditures, and we're 50% through the year. So we're somewhat under under budget there, which is good. The revenue year-to-date, year-over-year, you see there in FY24, through December, revenue was up $860,241 compared to last year, a year-over-year change of 11%. That's reflective of the property tax increases and valuation changes, so that's why that is up. Year-over-year change, you see that's reflected there in the local sources. Most of that $860,000 is located there in that local sources, which would be the property tax revenue. State sources is up $34,000. And that makes up your total of $860,000. Expenditures year to date, through December, expenditures are up $722,901 compared to last year, a year over year change of 9%. Most of that is salaries and benefits, and then the all other, which is largely why it's 9%, is we have those capital outlay expenditures that we've made this year that are not normal year to year, or haven't been in the past. So that's our total, $722,901. It's also the curriculum adoption that we had this time around that was a higher expense, a multi-year adoption.
Is that the auditorium seating?
We have auditorium seating, and we also have the curriculum adoption, which is that five-year science of reading adoption that we went ahead and paid for the full 5 years. So that's why you see a little bit of an increase there. Revenue month to date, year over year compare, for the month of December, revenue is down $8,016 compared to last year, year over year change of minus 2%. $8,000 is not much to speak of. That's likely just timing of some revenue. See, it's $19,000. We're up in local sources. That's the property tax. The state sources, that's the, that's the foundation revenue that we receive, which is down, which depends on the enrollment changes that we have throughout the year. And then the same thing for expenditures month to date. For the month of December, expenditures are down $3,832 compared to last year, year over change of minus 0%. So there's some 0 point something there, but it's 0%. Salaries and benefits, of course, are up with raises that we have at $67,000, but all other, which supplies and supplies and capital outlay, are down $71,000 for the month. So our projected year-end fund balance compared to the prior year, the prior year ending fund balance was $7.8 million. The budgeted expected year-end fund balance is $8.6 million. So the current budget shows that for fiscal year 25, revenue exceeds expenditures, and the district's fund balance will increase $776,705 compared to last year. The June 30th, 2025 fund balance represents approximately 163 days cash on hand. So, financially healthy is what that tells us. Budget fund balance compared to current cash flow trend. So the budgeted 2025 fund balance was expected to be $8,666,179. Current cash flow trend estimates suggest a favorable trend, which is $270,549 higher. So we're slightly ahead of our estimates, basically. We expect to do better than what we originally forecasted by that amount, $270,000, which is
good.
Well within our estimates, really. Mm-hmm. So it's not much, we're not off all that much. But again, we're in a financially healthy state right now. We're at our low point, really, for the year of that batwing effect for our semi-annual tax receipts. We should see our balances start to climb and start off the year in a very good position next year. we get through the end of the year. But some of the expenditures you will see coming off throughout the year will be like the auditorium, the bleachers. We'll have those coming off, so that'll be a large expense that you'll see here at the second half of the year. It's one of the things. So. Other than that, that's all I have in my monthly financial report, unless anybody has any questions.
Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board approve financial item K3.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Meade?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Move to Section L, Superintendent's Report.
Thank you, Mr. President. The very first thing that I would like to do here this evening is recognize our board members. January is School Board Appreciation Month, and so would like to just recognize you for all the time and effort that you put in. Being a school board member is often a thankless job and comes with a fair amount of responsibility and a lot of time involved, and so I would just like to say thank you to all of you. And so the Ohio School Boards Association has sent some certificates, and so we'd like to hand these out. I have one for each and every one of you, so let me bring these around quickly. Mr. Mason, thank you. Mrs. Anikas.
Thank you.
And then the second item that I have for the board this evening is the semi-annual bullying report. I believe you all know that I am obligated to report to you at the end of each semester, or well, at least twice a year. I choose to do it at the end of each semester, our incidents of bullying. And so for the first semester this year, the K-6 bullying, there was one alleged incident of bullying. It was unverified. And then at the 7-12 building, we had five alleged incidents of bullying. Those, all five of those were unverified as well. The final item that I have for the board this evening in board work session is the special Board of Education meeting that we have on a week from tonight, actually. Tuesday, February 21st, 2025. It is going to be at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Mount Sterling Community Center. And the purpose of that meeting is to present and discuss district facilities options and allow for feedback and input from our community. So we are looking forward to that meeting at the Community Center this coming Tuesday at 7. And hope to get a good turnout and look forward to some good discussion. Certainly this is something that is important in the life of the district, and we look forward to engaging our community. We did send postcards to every resident in the district announcing this meeting as well, and so hopefully we'll get a good turnout. So,
Mr. Mustaine, do you plan to do the presentation that you did at our meeting a couple months
ago? Yeah, I think it'll be very similar. I'll just have the options and walk through the options that we see as available to us, and then open that up for discussion. Is that how you would see the meeting going?
Yeah, give them information. Those watching at home, we would like people to come and give feedback to the options after they're presented them. We'd like to hear what the community has to say.
Yeah, what will be important is to see what options are available and how that affects our future financial condition. So that'll determine what needs the district might have in the future based on what the board and the community decides to do in the present. We'll determine our needs financially in the future.
Was that just last December that we had that you did that presentation, or was that November?
I think it was November.
I was going to say if people would like to go back and watch it, you know, to know what it's about before they get to that meeting, that's something right. They could do as well. It's on our website.
Yeah, and I think I have some of that information on the facilities page on my page. We could check real quick.
Are we going to have the meeting at the Community Center on Facebook Live as well?
We are working to try to do that. It's a little bit more of a challenge when we're not here at campus, particularly here in the library, but we are working to try to get that done at the Community Center.
Okay.
Yep, so here on my treasurer's webpage under departments and treasurer, you see the new facilities info. And of course, that's discussion on new facilities info. And there is some information here. Don't have the presentation that we did at that board meeting, but I could look to get that up there and see if I can get something.
I think it was a good presentation. I'd recommend you put it up there.
Todd, is it possible to maybe look at editing that video that was done for that board meeting to kind of take out all the meeting type stuff and just simply be your presentation and repost that on Facebook and ask people to take a look at that? Is that even possible?
I'll have to talk to my instructional technology director and see if we can get that done.
We can do it.
Okay. I think people aren't going to want to necessarily watch the whole
right.
Thing of all this going on, but if we could repost that and maybe with that shortened version, that'd be helpful.
We'll see what we can do.
All right. So we're to Section M, Policy and Governance.
Mr. President, no policy and governance items this evening.
All right. Section N, Business.
A couple of relatively routine items, at least in terms of the operations of the school district. We have been asked to approve a Mount Sterling Library Board member. The school district has some oversight capacity with the library, and so when these kinds of things occur, we are asked to give our approval. And the other item that is on here is an agreement for College Credit Plus, CCP, as we call it, with Clark State. That is an agreement that we've had with Clark State for years. I would like the board to approve that. So that is it.
Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve business items N2 and N3.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stenbrock?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Move to Section O, Personnel.
Happy to say that we have a former employee returning as a part-time cook. We are excited about that. A motion or an item here to approve a couple of home tutors, and then unfortunately a couple of resignations. But we'd like to thank both of the people, the gentleman whose resignations we have. We'd like to thank both of them for their service. It certainly is appreciated.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve personnel items 02 to 05.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stenbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Section P, Donations.
Mr. President, one donation, two, for a total of $300 to the MP Golden Threads initiative. These donations were part of the food drive for the Christmas season in 2024. But we'd like to thank all of the individuals who are involved, who have donated. And we certainly do appreciate it, and it certainly goes to an important cause, feeding the needy students in our district.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following donations.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stenbrock?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinikas?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Section Q, New Business. Is there any new business? All right. Move to Section R, the second public communication session. Is anyone signed up? Mm-hmm. So Section S, executive session. I don't believe we have any executive session. We'll move to Section T, the closing items. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be on February 18th at 7 p.m. here in the high school library. We also have the special meeting, as we referenced earlier, at the Mount Sterling Community Center, located at 164 East Main Street in Mount Sterling, on Tuesday, January 21st at 7 p.m. to present and discuss district facilities options and allow feedback and input from the community.
Mr. President, I make the motion that the board adjourn at 7:35.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zedekas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Yes.
Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. We adjourn.